The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yes!
Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holley, and Shannon Gross.
Thursday, 9 a.m. You're looking live at Tostitos Championship Plaza with some weird shadows going on where it is 48 degrees, feels like 46. The high today is 72. The low tonight is 56. Almost a perfect day. And on the video board, you see the big, what is it, Big 12, Chris?
Big 12 Pro Day inside the start.
Going on live as we speak. And next to me.
Man, that's interesting. You're Shannon.
Yes.
That's Chris in the back.
Yes.
I'm Jesse.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's how we got together. We make Hanging with, when I was left of us, we make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People
feel us.
Us. I said me. Us.
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 We can feel you.
When, yeah. Well,
when we speak.
We'll when
might
when
be
we
a little
speak.
Awkward. Look at this. I like this shot.
I do too.
I like this. So don't tune out. It's just me and Jesse, for better or for worse.
I think you guys have a handle. Trust me on that one.
We definitely got a handle.
We got knee problems on this show.
Knee
I was
problems?
Thinking that
we
this
got
morning.
Knee problems on this show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We got knee problems. We got knee issues on this show, man. We got some
knee shoes.
We got some knee shoes. We got some. We need. We might need to go see. They probably went to already go see Dr. Cooper. We got a lot of knee issues on this show, man.
Yeah. Well, I hope everybody gets better.
Yeah.
So Kurt's fine, by the way.
Yes, so Kurt is fine.
A family member has something going on, so Kurt had to check out for today. But that's okay, because it's me and Jesse, and very rarely is it just me and Jesse.
Usually, I don't think it's ever been you and I.
I don't think so. Yeah. Maybe once, maybe. I don't know. It's a weird arrangement
just
for us to be in this close.
The
two of us.
Two. When you hear that song, what do you think of?
There's a commercial with it, but I can't remember.
But well, who do you think of as the artist behind that song?
I don't know. Who is the artist behind
this? I'm not the original, but I always think about Will Smith. He's not the original.
Yeah.
Who's the original, Chris?
Not Al Green, is it?
I'll look it up.
Look it up. Who is it? It's going to be somebody you're going to hear and you're going to be like, oh, yeah. Or is it going to be somebody weird that you're like, oh,
no,
I have no
idea.
No,
it's going to be somebody we know.
Somebody we know?
Yeah, somebody I can't think of it right now.
A lot going on, man. A lot of this is the weirdest off season ever. You and I were talking about this before the show, and I don't think it's ever happened. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't remember the organization ever saying that they don't have money to spend.
You mean the guys on the Forbes list?
Yes.
You mean the guy who has the most.
And look, I got opinions about that. I think that was a bad choice of words to our fan base, because our fan base takes that literally. What they mean is the team doesn't have wiggle room, and I think they're trying to clear future cap space up because they've drawn several contracts out over the last, what, 8-10 years to where they got in this spot where they can't afford to sign. But of course they can afford it. They're the Jones family. They have billions of dollars. They can't afford to sign these in the parameters of the NFL and
but their money, their personal money and their team money are two separate monies,
right?
They ain't the same monies.
The fan base does not realize that
what they got at the Bank of America and what they got at the Bank of the NFL
right.
ain't the same money.
Not
those
even close.
Two monies don't – they ain't joint accounts. They don't
– NFL money runs out real quick.
There's not joint
it's
accounts.
It's like the Yankees have, like, Yankee money for baseball money.
Baseball, right. That goes into that. But
right.
football
– if you were in baseball
– right.
Or even the NBA, where there's just a luxury tax and all that, you said we can't afford it. Then, yes, let's get upset. But, like, that's – our fans getting upset because of that choice of words, I think, is...
It used to be that way.
Yeah.
That's when the 90s happened.
Right.
When you could spend whatever you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no cap. And there was no... It was to the highest bidder.
And there was not parity in the NFL. And that was not good for the game, because there were teams that were taking advantage of that, the 49ers and the Cowboys. And yeah, and you had the same teams winning over and over and over. So they wanted it to be a level playing field, and they were like, oh, let's – which in a way kind of isn't fair because –
I think that's what Jerry meant when he said, if you do decide to check that I would write for a Super Bowl. I think he's thinking of the 90s. I think he's thinking of the yesteryears.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of puts it in the hands of your lawyers and your money guys and your contract guys on how creative you can get with the cap and how you can adjust this. And the last 6-7 years where your quarterback on a rookie deal can make or break you as far as like building your team out.
Yeah.
A lot of teams are like looking for that quarterback to, you know, because then you age out and you age into that second contract, and then all that money goes to your quarterback, and then you have deficiencies everywhere else. You've seen it with what, Brock Purdy? You've seen it with who are some other young guys that
I think someone said the other day, if you look at the Super Bowl winning teams over the last couple years, I think it was like if you take out like Tom Brady or something like mm-hmm. that, most of those guys won Super Bowls on their rookie deals. Like most of those quarterbacks were like on their rookie deals mm-hmm. or stuff like that. It was something of that effect where you were able just to build better teams when your quarterback wasn't taking up damn near a third, mm-hmm. what it seems like, of your salary cap. But the point I think sometimes frustrates fans and even, you know, just people in general, but fans in particular, is there's so many brilliant people that work behind the scenes in every organization, not just the Cowboys, but mm-hmm. every organization. And getting to the point we are now, it's not a surprise. You know what I'm saying? Like, they knew what was coming. Mm-hmm. They knew that the credit card bill was eventually going to come a knocking. They knew that 10 years ago, because the plan 10 years ago was, hey, 10 years from now, we got to be able to do whoop, 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 because this money will get kicked down the road. And so they continue. So every single year, there were plans put in place, and there were plans built around the premise of eventually this is coming. So, and don't get me wrong, in that moment of time, it's the credit card methodology, right? It's mm-hmm. like, listen, in this moment, my favorite artist is coming to town, and I got more month than money, but boy, I got that credit card, and I ain't missing this concert,
right?
But I know I'm going to be eating tuna fish sandwiches.
I can pinch pennies down the road to get this paid off. Or you know what? I might be in a better situation financially. I
might get a better job. I might get a raise.
The salary cap might increase. TV money might be bigger.
It might be. And I think that was some of the thought process in as well. But also you say to yourself, boy, but for this momentarily,
I'm going to drink a beer.
Boy, I'm going to have
me. I'm going to eat that hot dog.
I'm going to have me a time tonight. Right? And that's the moment.
We're going to go out after.
I'm going to have me. The drinks will be flowing. The vibe will be lit. Like, that is the feeling that you, and on a personal level, you say to yourself, boy, it was worth it.
I deserved it.
Boy, it was worth it. I
created a memory.
And for the Cowboys and for sports teams, it's if I can be less Snead and go F these picks and F this money and these contracts, we hoisted a Lombardi.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have that forever. Like, you'll have those moments forever. But eventually, you got to pay.
Yep. And if you don't,
got to pay.
And if you don't get that trophy, then it's all for nothing. And I think it's weird because that's a pitfall of having a talented roster, right?
I'm sorry. I'm so distracted. My collar is atrocious.
Is it?
Why didn't no one tell me? Oh my!
I didn't notice it because it's on that side. I didn't see it. I would have told you.
No, it's just one of those things where this shirt is just, you know, your collar gets a little bit wrangled, and before people start getting them, I'm going to call it out myself. I just saw it. I was like, I'm not going to let people talk about me behind the scenes. But yeah, I got this.
I hate when you have like a t-shirt and it gets a weird crease, like either the sleeve or the collar, you can't straighten it out. You just basically have to throw
the shirt
away.
I got to get a new one. I just can't wear this one on air anymore.
You know what happened? Your neck got so big when you fasted, like it's got a little slack in it now. You're not filling it up.
Sorry, I'm sorry to be.
But having a talented roster, and maybe that's what happened to the Cowboys, because you have so many high-profile star play. Look, you got Dak now, and it's crazy to me that they're – we've always extended our quarterback, right?
Yep.
We've always – they got in trouble with the cap now because they – well, they kind of drug their feet, but there's talk now they might just let this thing ride out, and then we'll get at the end of that in a minute. But you got Dak, you got CD, you got Micah, you know, those all three of them could be the highest paid person at their position.
Yeah,
you want that, you know. Jerry said, I think yesterday, that's a problem that you want to have, right?
It's a good problem,
or is it like, or is it better to have like really good talent and not, you know, top tier in all three of the most important positions in the game? That's a hard question.
You don't win in this league without talent.
Right.
And a multitude of talent. You just don't. Like people can say what they want about the Chiefs, right? And like, oh, well, no, the Chiefs, well, Chiefs have three Hall of Fame players on their team. Like, if you, and probably, we know Patrick Mahomes is the greatest player walking the earth right now.
Are you gonna, right. Did you almost say of all time?
I was, but I slipped. I was. That was.
You know what? I think you could say that now.
He's getting there. He's getting there. He's getting close to being the greatest quarterback we've seen. But it's going to be Tom Brady. He had 7 Super Bowls. So, but yep. You know, Travis Kelce's the first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yep.
And then when it's all said and done, Chris Jones goes to the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's going to end up in the Hall of Fame as the interior defensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Andy Reid. I mean, they have, and they made those things work. But you're void of talent in this league will not result in victories. They just won't. You have to have a talented roster. And where you can kind of skimp a little bit elsewhere is you have Tom Brady or you have
Patrick Mahomes.
Right? You have an elite. You have the elite of the elites on your roster. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think the Cowboys have – They don't have the elite of the elites on any position on this roster. But, I mean, Micah is an elite player. CD is an elite player. Mm-hmm. I think Dak is an above average, really, really, really good player.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't get the credit, but Zach Martin is a guy who, at his position for a long time, has been elite at what he does. And the biggest thing for the Cowboys, because we've seen the regular season wins. They've been there. They just can't figure this thing out. And I was having a conversation with Brian Broaddus yesterday. He was on my podcast, Unfiltered with Jesse Holly, on YouTube. And everybody has to bear the brunt of the lack of success for the Cowboys. Freaky Mike, Dan Quinn, who's no longer here, Jerry and Steven, Will, and every player that goes out there in that football field. It is a collective. Mm-hmm. Like, when you go back and you think about that Green Bay game, that was bad across the board.
Yeah.
They looked not ready for the moment. That's a head coaching. That falls on the head coach. Mm-hmm. You know, defensively, they looked like they didn't have answers. It's a coaching. But then on the players, CD was pouting in the first quarter. Dak wasn't sharp. Micah wasn't there. That's a player issue to have yourself prepared to know what you're supposed to do offensively, defensively. And everybody has to hold that, hold a piece of that loss.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't win in this league without being able to say that we have some of the most talented people on our football team. Look at the teams around the league that don't win. They don't have Pro Bowlers on their team. They don't have first team All Pro or second team All Pro or, you know, Pro Bowlers in general. It's a good problem to have. It's just that I think the Cowboys have potentially mismanaged their good problem.
Yeah. All right, let's take our first break. When we come back, let's talk about. I want to get your. Well, there's a few things. One, the Pro Day that's out here. Did you do Pro Day?
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your pro day. And then your expertise, special teams. We got some new kickoff rule that's kind of a very dramatic change.
Yeah.
One thing I can say about the NFL is in the last several years, they're not afraid to mix it up and change rules. They're not like baseball where it's like, this is what we do and this is how we do it. Like something like they're experimenting with things. I want to get your thoughts on the hip drop tackle. I'm not real sure how I feel about that. It's going to be hard to officiate, man. Let's talk about Dak, and then we'll get into some other stuff with just me and Jesse hanging with the guy, I guess it's still the boys.
Men.
Hanging with the men. We will be right back. Also, we are brought to you each and every week by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. And we will be right back with more football talk on Hanging with the Men.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com. to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection, and sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys. Second segment brought to you each and every day by Blockchain.com. Thank you, Blockchain.com. Ding. And next week, we have a very special in-studio guest that you will not want to miss because you never know what will happen or what will be said when the great Charles Haley joins the show. He's going to promote his celebrity Texas Hold'em tournament that he has every year. He's got some major star power that comes out to that thing. A lot of his former teammates and a lot of area celebrities and athletes and former athletes. And he's going to come on and talk about that. He's going to join us for about half the show. I think he's going to come in about this time, about 9:20 next week, next Thursday. So you'll want to make sure that you tune in for that.
I'll be on my best behavior. I promise.
I tell you what, you're not going to want to miss this because
I promise.
For those of you that are not around Charles,
you're not crossing your fingers, bro.
For those of you that are not around Charles, Charles is a wild card. Charles,
yes,
will say any and everything at any point in any time in front of anyone. So you never know what's going to happen. So tune in to see what may or may not happen.
Should I revisit our Charles and I's interaction that we had a couple years ago in the elevator?
You can. Do you want to?
You think he'll remember?
I don't think you should. If you're going to revisit it, I would revisit it today.
Today, not during.
And not while he's here, because I don't. I'm going to probably be in the middle of y'all somewhere, and I don't want to get caught up in that.
Listen, 90s Charles, 90s Charles might have kicked my butt. Might have kicked my butt, like for real, for real.
Oh,
he don't have a chance in hell.
90s Charles, there's probably not many men that he could not have
whooped up on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd have been a hell of a UFC fighter back in the day.
Yeah, 90s Charles, but
I tell you what.
He don't have a chance today.
2024? Mm-hmm. 2024 Charles, for his age, could handle some folks, too. Now, you're strapping young, middle-aged man that you are. I don't know if he could handle up on you now, but he's got that.
Charles is a good dude, man. He's just Charles.
He's Charles.
He's Charles. That's all you can say. But yeah, he's Charles.
Barefoot Charles. We'll just leave it at that. So tune in.
Is he bringing his dog? If he brings his dog, I'm bringing my dog.
I don't think he brings the dogs up here anymore.
Chris, they stopped that.
Chris, does he bring the dogs up here anymore?
I have not seen the dogs in a while.
Okay.
They used to come.
But Jesse, you can bring your dog anytime you want, buddy.
Okay. My dog is certified as an emotional support dog.
You should bring him up here sometime. Okay. Would he like come in here and just sit down the whole show, lay down?
Let's do that.
Yeah, bring him up here.
Bring him next week. Well, maybe not next
Thursday?
Week.
No. Thursday. Too many dogs and too many alphas.
Too many alpha dogs in here. No, we don't do that. And what's the little dog you had?
I still have him. Don't kill my boy off just yet.
No.
Listen, let me tell you, the Bones is 1 foot in the grave.
Bones is one foot in the grave, baby.
What's
your
other dog?
Connie Corso, Mamba.
Oh, you're a big dog.
Yeah, big dog.
Oh, we gotta wait till Nate comes back and
bring that dog. That's why I said if Charles brings his Doberman, I'm bringing my.
No, we don't need that.
Yeah,
no, we're good. No.
But my boy Bones, boy, he is 1 foot in the grave.
And what kind of dog is he?
French bulldog.
I remember him on the live stream.
Those dogs, they're 300 pounds,
bro. He is, but my boy is 1 foot in the grave. He's seizure medicine. He's all jacked up. He's holding on, though. Cantankerous old bastard.
Knee surgeries?
He had one early on. He did. He had an ACL early on. It was a puppy.
I'm sure that was cheap.
We need to get Baylor Scott.
I'm tell you, boy. Baylor I was still Scott playing. Look, I was still playing football when he – that's how old he is. When I first got Bones, I was still playing football. So it was easier to kind of just go and pay that cost way back when. He gets anything now, anything now over, I shouldn't say this, please, for the dog lovers. I'm a dog lover, and for the PETA lovers.
Are you going to put a monetary limit on it?
$75.
He's done.
Anything that costs more than me going to get you the needle, we're out.
Poor guy.
We're out. I had to shift the dog's insurance because I got to put the insurance on the big dog now, the big younger dog. Because he costs money anytime he has to go to the vet because of his size.
Yeah.
He's 135, 40 pounds. So anytime you got to put that size of a dog in the vet, they charge you extra. So I had to shift the insurance. I couldn't keep it on both dogs. I had to make a decision on which dog. And Bones, you lived a really good life. We love you. But if you happen to have anything that comes over $75, my boy, because that's the cost of it. You got to go in there.
To euthanize him?
Yeah.
How old is he?
13.
That's a good run for a dog.
It's for a Frenchie, they're only up to like 10.
Yeah.
13's a good run.
I remember when I had dogs.
You should bring Bones up here, man.
Would he make it?
He would make it in the car.
I don't know.
You could put him like on the table.
Yeah, I know.
Just put him like right there.
Right next to the microphone.
Right next to the microphone. He'd be snoring.
Snoring, that's right.
Oh.
Give him some medicine, man. And go to sleep.
Yeah, he'd be snoring.
I remember back in the day where there was no dog insurance. If something bad went wrong, it was like, well, sorry,
White people started that.
The insurance?
100%.
That's
a white person thing. And I've adopted some of the white person tendencies because I hang around.
Let's do a show on that. What are the white person tendencies?
Without a shadow of a doubt, white people started dog insurance.
What's the biggest white tendency that you've adopted?
Probably pet insurance. I'm not going to lie. I come from a place where if something was wrong with your dog.
I thought you were going to say manis and petties.
No, that's. Oh, you know what? I don't know if that's a. White people don't really do manis and petties.
Okay, then don't tell my wife that.
Men don't.
No, no, no. Women
do. Men don't at all.
White people be having some really crusty heels, though. I don't know how much they get on the heels.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if that's a white or black thing.
That's a good question.
I don't know if the medis and pedis, I've adopted that from, because my grandmother like was the first one to give me a manicure many, 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 many years ago in high school. And I was afraid to put the clear polish on. I mean.
You don't want to get made fun of?
Go Caleb Williams. But I was like, it was a faux pas to put, you know, anything on your nails like that.
Especially Jersey.
I was like, no. She was like, trust me. Mm-hmm. And all the boys were kind of like, aha, but the girls are like, okay, hey, we see you, Jesse.
He's in touch with himself.
Yeah, and I was like, Grandma, you got to do it again. She's like, oh, now you want it, you know. So she did that long, 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 long time ago. But I would say that, let me think.
I feel like pet insurance, though, is a...
That's a white thing.
I feel like that's a peer pressure thing, too. It's like, because you feel bad if you were to put an animal down. You feel bad. One, you have that bond with the animal. You would feel bad person, but like... feel like people look down at you if, because back in the day that's what you did, like, you know, back in the 70s, and it was like old yellers, you get sick,
all right,
go take care of it. They didn't even take you to the vet. They just took you out in the
outback.
Yeah,
where I'm from, they just dump you off somewhere and let nature take care of you.
Exactly.
So
now you get arrested, you do something.
I know,
like that.
And like now I'm like, but for sure, like, because a lot of white people, they'll go and like if your dog has cancer, they'll go like chemo and do it.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. We went through that last year.
Sorry.
Did you really? Sorry, man.
It's an emotional thing.
No, it's all good. Okay. No, they wanted to do chemo on my cat.
A cat?
There's no way. See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
There's no way.
And I'm not spending a dollar more than...
Dude, trust me. They're like, it's going to be $1,000 for this chemo. And I told my wife, I'm like,
$1,000.
But we can go, that's not going
to
happen in this house.
We can go to Petco on a weekend and take them all, rescue all of them. It's one, sacrifice one for many.
Man.
We're going to get in so much trouble talking about this.
Probably. Let's get off something. Let's go... Jesse's pro day.
Oh, pro day.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that process. What is that? How is that nerve-wracking or is that fun? Do you get hyped? What's it like?
You get hyped because the thing I loved about the pro day was it was in our building, right? So you know everything. Mm-hmm. You're excited about it. You kind of control the atmosphere a little bit.
Familiar with the turf.
Yeah, all of those things. Mm-hmm. You get the cool gear to go out there and do stuff with. I'm trying to think. I thought I did really good at Pro Day and
who threw to you?
Darian Durant. His brother played linebacker here.
Kevin.
No, yeah, Kevin not, Durant. No, not Kevin Durant.
Oh no.
That's what I thought.
Not
too.
Kevin Durant.
It started with a Keith, a K, didn't it?
It did.
Keith, was it? I remember him. Yes. He was here for a few years.
Yeah.
2 or 3 years.
Yeah. His brother, Darian Durant. He was my quarterback my freshman year, and Darian went up to the CFL and had a really good career in the CFL. Like, was one of the highest paid quarterbacks in CFL history. And he threw to me. It was great.
Justin
Durant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny because all the teams that eventually wanted me to sign were at Pro Day. Like, I didn't run fast enough for the Raiders. I fit every other bill for the Raiders. I was big. I was strong. I was physical. I just wasn't fast.
What was your 40?
4.5 something.
4.5 is not fast enough to
be a Raider.
Jeez.
No. Raiders are like.
If you run the fastest at the combine, you're probably going to get drafted by the Raiders.
Right. Like.
Like Worthy.
Probably going to go to the Raiders.
Remember Darius Haywood Bay from Maryland?
Yep.
Like, oh, yeah. He wasn't like. He ran a 4.5, 4.3 something. They were like, oh, we'll take him. It was a bust.
Yeah, bust.
Yeah, it was a bust.
Can he catch? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It's fast. That's Al Davis. But like the Raiders, the Rams when they were still in St. Louis, the Ravens, Cincinnati was there. I think at that time on my team, I probably was one of the highest like looking things. I mean, what do you want to call it? Prospects at that time? There's another running back, Ronnie McGill, who's actually a big-time scout in New England, has been there for a while, was a running back. But he had a disease where his body produced too much creatine.
Wow.
Your body naturally produces creatine, but his produced too much. And so when he would get overexerted, like literally in games, we would have to purposely pull him out, like cool him down, give him like IVs, like after quarters and stuff like that.
Wow.
He would get into these full body cramps to where like his entire body locked up.
Oh, that sounds so painful.
But he was a rock. Like, I don't think there was a portion of his body that wasn't a muscle.
Mm.
Like everything was yoked up.
Yeah.
Like, earlobe was yoked up. Everything was crazy. Yeah, pro day was cool. It's you're a little bit nerve wracking because you want to impress. You want to go out there. You don't want to drop a ball. You don't want to stumble on a route. You don't want to do anything that, you know, you want to make sure that that confidence is there. But for many of these guys, man, like when you think about it at the end of like as a whole, if you're a Texas kid, if you're Baylor, you're playing in front of 100,000 people.
Right. This ain't nothing. And you've done it. You've done it for so long.
This is football. Right? You know what I'm saying? This is the part where I get the combine, but when you're at your own place, it's a little bit more settling for you to go out there and perform.
Did anybody get drafted off y'all's team?
My senior year?
Yeah.
No. The next year, a couple guys went. The next year, Hakeem Nicks was on our team. You know who ended up being a really good player, played in the league for a long time, was on our practice squad.
Who?
T.J. Yates. He was a quarterback at Houston.
Yeah.
Couldn't even crack the starting lineup. It was insane.
And he wound up being in the league for 8, 9, 10 years?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I found the ACC Pro Day North Carolina Jesse Holly notes if you want me to read.
Yes. I don't want to hear it. What
yes,
do they say?
I do.
What do they say about me?
Okay. So he ran between a 4.58 and a 4.62 in the 40.
Okay.
At the pro day. He had a 4.33 short shuttle, a 6.96 three cone. You did everything, by the way. 34.5-inch vertical, 6'9" broad jump, 18 on the bench.
Let's go. I was yoked up back then, baby. I was yoked up.
Reps on the for 225 on the bench. It says measured 6'2¼, 219. And the notes were very strong, but also played earlier in his career on basketball team. Deceptive speed. It takes him a few steps to build up to full stride.
It's facts.
Produce solid numbers with a variety of signal callers. There you go. Huh. That's all I got.
That's good.
Yeah, it's not bad. I was nervous. Did you read that? I was like, what do they say?
What?
Yeah.
It's like reading your Wikipedia page live. Like, oh, my God, what's
this,
on there?
March 14, 2007 was when this was written.
Yeah, my senior, I should have left my junior year, which was my best year that I had in school. In fact, the quarterback that actually came here and played, Matt Baker.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Baker played here. Crowd shake, called him Crowd Shaker Baker. He played backup quarterback here at the Cowboys. He was my quarterback my junior year, and we had really good chemistry. My sophomore and junior year. And then my senior year, we went to this two-quarterback system, and it was atrocious. We had a transfer.
Never works.
We had a transfer from Nebraska, Joe Daly. He's from New Jersey. And we had another guy named Cam Sexton. And it was so horrible. Because they were changing out series, and now both of them were scared to throw the ball. And I'm just like, and it was fun. We were playing Virginia at Virginia in a night game, and they caught me on one of those big boom mics.
Mm-hmm.
This is before I found like really, really found the Lord and stopped cussing. And Virginia's talking so much trash to me because at the time, this young kid Hakeem Nicks is starting to kind of bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And so the DBs over there that I've known for a couple years, it was a girl situation that they were kind of, one of their teammates had a girl that went to our school and allegedly,
mm-hmm.
she spent some time in my dorm room. Allegedly. So there was a lot of going back and forth, and I'm not getting the ball. And they're like, you're letting that sophomore outwork you. He's better than you. I'm hot. And I'm coming off the sideline and I'm cussing Joe Daly out. But I'm walking right by the big, that not plastic boom thing, whatever. What's that called? What is that? Like a boom mic?
The directional mic.
Yeah. And I'm like,
It's a parabolic mic.
The parabolic mic, whatever that means. And I'm like, what the bleep, 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 throw me the fucking ball. I'm like, I'm going off. After the game, I get back to my phone. There's like 30 text messages.
From your mother?
My mom, my brothers.
They heard you on the broadcast?
They're like, bro, why were you cussing like that? I was going off. I was so embarrassed because everybody back home heard me cussing. I ended that game with like two catches for like 19 yards. It was bad. It was bad.
Since that's on TV, and before we go to break, mm-hmm. brief thoughts on the they've got Bones Fossil on Good Morning Football talking about the new kickoff rule change. What do you think about that? Briefly talk about what it is, and then
so the new rules. If you're familiar with what they did at the XFL and how they changed rules, the NFL wants to eliminate that contact,
high speed collision.
Yeah, right? So you're talking about a 40-yard head start running down there into another human being. Mm-hmm. They kind of want to eliminate that. I mean, they should have did this years ago. Because right. when I came in the league, you ran down. They were doing like the wall. It was the wall. Four guys holding hands.
It's a wedge. Yeah, you have like, a wedge buster.
Boy, I was the wedge buster. And then they did 2x2.
It's like Red Rover.
Oh, my God.
Dog. Yeah.
Then they were like, okay, we can't do the wedge wall anymore. So we're going to do 2x2 or 2x4. You got two guys got to be up 2 yards or up 4 yards or 2 yards apart, whatever, to kind of stagnate it a little bit. Then they were like, that's not working. And so now they're going into this the XFL type thing where they'll start guys in this whatever zone they want to call them in. And so there's now only like maybe like a 10-yard collision, mm-hmm. which is going to actually, I think, create more big plays on the kickoff.
Opportunities, yeah.
It's more exciting.
It's going to be a lot more exciting.
Because once you get through that, that's it.
That's it.
Nope, they're not staggered like this guy's faster than this guy. It's like
you're right there.
10-yard sprint, you break through that wall.
It's going to be you and the kicker. It's going to be you and the kicker. So,
Turpin probably walked into Jerry's office and sat down. And was like, so you guys want to talk?
Yeah.
The Turpin's only problem is he just doesn't know when to run to open space. Don't run towards the kicker, Turpin. Run to that space where nobody's standing and just keep going really fast. But no, I think this will bring some excitement back to the game. But I'll also say this. If this doesn't work, that's it.
Get rid of the kickoff?
They're going to get rid of it. They're like, this is the last ditch resort. This is the last ditch resort because...
You just start on the 25 or whatever?
Just get the ball on 25.
Yeah.
They'll just be like, hey, you know what? Hey, ball on 25. Oh, we're not even... And that's going to cost a lot of people jobs.
Yeah.
And this is going to be... I think this is going to be fun. This is going to be... You're going to see a lot more skill guys out there now because you need guys that are, one, that are fast, that are flexible, agile, athletic, because you're working in close quarters, mm-hmm. right? So now I got to be able to shed this block and be able to reach a guy.
Yeah.
So you're going to see more safeties, more receivers, running backs, tight ends. You'll see more of those guys, you know, the hybrid linebackers. You'll see more of those guys on the teams now than you'll see the big fat boys.
Yeah.
So I like it. I think it's cool, you know, as a guy who plays special teams, and who's been in, I haven't been in this era, but I've been in the multiple eras of how to change the rules, and this is the safest. And there's one thing about this one, and the NFL says we want to care about your bodies and care about the player's health. This is one way to do so because you're eliminating some of that bone-shattering, teeth-clenching impact when you got a guy running 40 yards with a head start, running dead smack into you with reckless abandon. So.
I think one of the reasons they changed it also is I think I saw this. There was 13 kickoffs in the Super Bowl last year, and all 13 were touchbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has a leg now.
Boring.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No excitement.
All right, let's take our last break. When we come back, let's talk about Dak Prescott and his contract and what Jesse's thoughts are on Hanging with the Boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries,
house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to dallascowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to the final few minutes of Hanging with the Boys. The last segment brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Shannon Gross, Jesse Holly, we are Kurt and Nateless. Got Chris Beam in the back, making sure we...
You think Nate going to have them Meg the Stallionese when he comes back? He's going to be able to drop down and shake it a little something?
I don't know about that. You know, he's still got the back. He's still got that back. It's going to be interesting because he was having a hard time getting up and down the hall. Like it took him a minute to get to the back door. Yeah. So I'm
so glad. Was that knees or hips?
It's probably a little bit of everything.
Nate, if you're listening, text us. Is hips next?
He ain't listening. Kurt's probably listening. Nate's not. Kurt, I tell you who's listening. Kurt and Miss K upstairs.
Miss K.
That's probably it.
Miss K, I was about to say something I probably shouldn't say. Sorry, Miss K.
Don't say it. If you have to. When you look in the mirror and say, "Should I wear this to work?" No, you probably shouldn't wear it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
You have to catch yourself. Yeah. But yeah, so it's probably a little bit of everything. So I'm glad he got it done. Hopefully he'll be getting around a little bit better.
Nate's funny.
Nate's
man.
The best. Nate is
this guy.
The most random human.
I was just looking at past shows, and like we're doing. He never mentioned it. Like that's a part that's just insane. Like it never. Maybe not to y'all.
No,
he never mentioned to me.
Like it never.
Until we got the text.
At no point in time he was like, "Hey, like fellas,
at some point I'm gonna have to." Yeah.
Hey, shoot a prayer for your boy. I'm about to go.
Yeah.
Hey, I won't be in next week, guys. It just was. We got a text.
That's his bit.
I was like,
that's his bit.
I was like, bro, like at no point, like there was you don't get up on a Monday morning, and say, you know what, I'm gonna run on down here to the orthopedic surgeon.
Just get both of these knees.
Just get both of these knees knocked out.
Tell me like a 5-hour, 6-hour surgery.
They gotta order stuff. People gotta put it on the books. Like there is preparation. You gotta go in and make sure all your vitals is right to get to the surgery part.
Yeah.
Never mentioned it.
No.
Never mentioned it.
That's his bit.
Not once.
That's his bit. If I'm having double knees, y'all gonna know about it for a long time.
I would be like, here's the hospital. Ever. I want like send flowers and cookies and edible arrangements. Edible arrangements.
What kind of arrangements, Jesse?
Yeah. Send edibles.
Yeah. So hopefully Nate's back in. He said it was gonna be 4 or 5 weeks. So yeah. Hopefully he's back on the show before then. But if not, prayers out to you, Nate. All right, real quick, last few minutes of the show. What's going on with Dak? What do you think they're doing with – or do you think they're letting this play out and then he's gone after this year? Or do you think they're waiting to see how he plays? Because if you don't do a deal with him now, if he hits open market, he's going to be a top – Kirk Cousins got what he got. Dak's going to be a top one or two paid quarterback in the league. Because free agents like him don't hit the market.
If Dak gets to the season and the deal's not done.
He's gone?
He's gone.
Not going to be able to afford to bring him back. If you keep Mike and CD, right?
He's done. Just on an ego purpose.
Just that he wouldn't come back. Just because, like, I wasn't important enough.
I wasn't important enough to you to do this beforehand, right? Like, so if he gets to the season and there's no deal done.
And then that would be twice that they've kind of danced with him like that before and not locked him up until it got down to, like, cutting time, right?
But I think, and we don't know what goes on behind the scenes with Todd France and the Joneses, but as the months get closer and closer, because also you're looking at if I'm a quarterback, and this is also CD, this is also Micah. If I'm looking how things are working themselves out, right, and how things are kind of unfolding, do I take my deals now, or do I go, you're not going to stick me here in purgatory for the next couple years? If I'm CeeDee Lamb and I'm saying that you're not going to give me a quarterback, then I'll take my chances going somewhere else where I can actually have a quarterback. Because CeeDee wants to get the contract.
Or I can pick my quarterback,
mm-hmm. right? Like, because this contract will be the big contract that he gets. Mm-hmm. But after that, you still want to get to that third one, which is kind of really that, you know, you get that really big one. But yeah, I mean, this is if Dak gets to the season and there's no deal done, I find it very hard to believe that he comes back. Just, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the second time y'all played in my face.
And you know what's crazy? I think half of our fan base would hate that.
Yep.
And half of our fan base would love that.
But what they're going to really realize is how lucky and blessed that they've been for the last 20 years.
Right.
Because it's hard to find a quarterback. Yep.
They don't remember Quincy and Chad Hutchinson.
It's hard to find a quarterback, man. And when you flirt with that chick on finding a quarterback, it could get ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find yourself in a position of going 10, 12, 15, 12, 15 years of not finding one.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you start reaching. Like, that's a very, very slippery slope. And it's the one position that is so vital and important to your – you ain't got a quarterback, you ain't got a chance.
Look at Cleveland.
You don't have a chance.
Cleveland couldn't find one for the last how many years?
I know all the – I mean, and that is the slippery slope that you flirt with.
Because mm-hmm. even the sure things are 50%. Caleb Williams, 50% that he's going to be good.
Caleb, Drake, Jaden Daniels, all these guys are all 50% chance. It's about scheme. It's about fit. It's about timing. It's about a lot of different things. Because for every Peyton Manning, there's a Ryan Leaf, right? For all of these quarterbacks, it's what was a sure shot in college is not a sure shot in the league. Everyone thought that Bryce Young was going to come in and take the, you know, be the next thing. Same thing with guys like Kyler Murray. And it doesn't look that way. It just doesn't look that way for some of these guys. So for the Cowboys to flirt in those waters with potentially finding a new quarterback, boy, you can be on quarterback Bumble. Just keep swiping. You'll be
Jigsaw.
I'm sorry, it's quarterback Jigsaw. Yeah. Do they swipe? I don't know what they're doing. Jigsaw puzzle pieces.
Puzzle pieces. Yeah.
You can be finding. You'll be looking for that match.
And then you get to that last piece. You're like, we got it. And then you hit that last piece. You're like, oh no,
that's not it. Pass. That's not it. So, yeah. And that's the thing I think fans will realize. And honestly, they're like, well, I'd rather go into the season knowing that we don't have a chance than then go into the season and saying that we have a chance and then losing it at the end.
Not true.
That's not true.
No.
Like, that's not true. That's not true. I'll take my chances knowing that we have a chance and we fail at the end and walk into the season going.
And that's coming from somebody that played.
Yeah.
That's somebody that put blood, sweat, and tears into the game.
Give me my chance. Give me my shot. Whatever that percentage is, I want to know that I'm playing in January. Whether that be for 1 week in January or all the way to February. Don't let me – because don't let me know in February. I mean, in September. That
let me roll the dice.
Yeah, this ain't. If October comes and I'm like, this ain't.
What
it.
Am I? Where am I going in the off season?
Hey, start sending the cars. You want to start seeing teams pack it up? That's how, right there.
It's a weird thing, man. It's a weird thing to see this play out publicly with the family saying that they don't have the money to spend, and then not locking Dak up, and then not really seeing all these people leave and not bringing anybody in. And what was the Cowboys have spent $11 million in free agency, and the next lowest amount in the entire league is over three times that amount, and that's the Chargers at $39 million. So they're not bringing anybody in. They're letting everybody go. It looks like they're planning for the future to clear out cap space. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, then you if that's your logic, then you can't sign Dak.
I'm gonna be honest. If that's where you're going, like if your plan is clearing cap space, if your plan is to kind of rebuild this thing,
mm-hmm.
go all in. Like for real, go all in.
Just start over. Just clear it all out.
Trade CD. Trade Micah.
Skip picks.
Go and get with CD and Micah. You can go and get four, maybe if you can sit down with Dak, and you can say, you know what, here we're gonna do. I know you have a no trade clause in your contract. I know that you. If we can find a mutual team that agrees to trade for you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like what are some teams that you would agree to go to?
Where would you go? Yeah.
Where would you go? Because if that's the case, then I'm taking those three jokers and I'm shopping them. If my plan is to start this thing all over, to rebuild, then I'm saying if Dak walks, not only do you not get anything in return for him, you're still on the books for him.
Dead money.
And again, the biggest, you get nothing in return. And now you're searching with emptier pockets than you started with. So if that's the case, let's find a partner. Well, we could do a sign and trade, and you can go there and we can get maybe a first round pick or two back. Same thing for Micah. Micah should be able to run you two first round picks.
Mm-hmm.
CD should be able to get you a first round pick. Right? Or vice versa. There should be 4 to 5 first round picks plus for those three guys. Get them, and now let's take them with your first round picks. We're talking now in the next year or two.
Then you get both of Deion's kids here.
You mean Travis Hunter? His stepson? You can keep Shiloh. You can keep Shiloh.
Deion thinks they're going to go in the top 4 or 5.
Maybe.
Both of them.
No, not Shiloh.
That's what he said the other day.
No, I think it was Travis Hunter.
I think he said both.
Travis Hunter and Shador. Shiloh's not going top 4.
Okay, I heard that wrong.
Yeah. I think Travis Hunter athletically his numbers will be off the charts. When he does all this combine stuff, like he's one of those physically freaks. He'll run fast, he'll jump high, he'll move effortlessly. And he might. Who knows? Two-way player. But Shador has a chance.
It'd be interesting. So, well, Jesse, this was fun, man.
Yeah, man.
We've never done this before. Yeah, I'm going to do this more often. Maybe we'll start a spinoff show somewhere.
Just the two of us.
By the way, that was, who was it, Chris?
It was Bill Withers and
Grover Washington.
Grover Washington featuring Bill Withers.
Yes.
Which I don't remember the Grover Washington part, but I do remember Bill Withers. So, well, Jesse, this was fun. We'll have a full crew, minus probably Nate, with special guest Charles Haley next week. Make sure you tune in and catch that. Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air. What's my man's name?
Josh, thanks for keeping us up on all the socials.
Saw Josh this morning, by the way, walking in.
He's in here, actually.
Hey, Josh, what's up?
He's in the room.
Thanks for keeping Chris company, Jazz. We will be back next week. Special guest, tune in. Hanging with the boys.
We out!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!